It's Friday, 11-11-11. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. High school football week 11, and that's where all programs strive to be, and plenty of them are, almost half of them actually. But the field of playoff teams in all classes will be about cut in half after this weekend's bi-district games. A&M Consolidated will play one of those tonight, and they have a tough task going on the road to Eagle Stadium in DeSoto to take on the 7th-ranked team in the state. DeSoto was 3rd-ranked and undefeated until they were upset by Longview in the final regular season game last Friday night. The Tigers started the season 0-3 in non-district while learning David Raphael's new spread offense, but they come back to make the playoffs, and they tied for 2nd in District 12-5A.
I'm very pleased with where we've come from. It was not an easy transition for the kids and learning the schemes and us learning the kids, but we all have grown together. I think we've put a pretty good product on the field. I think it's been a positive atmosphere for the kids, and it's a to me, the growth is endless.
The Tigers may be without their top runner, Quentin White, who injured his knee against Belton last week. Raphael said it's a game-time decision. The game starts tonight at 7:30, and we'll have the game for you right here on 1620, starting with the pregame at 7:05. Also tonight, the Navasota Rattlers will head to yet another postseason in the same place against the same team they started last playoff. It will be the Rattlers versus Sealy in Waller again. We'll hear from Coach Lee Fedora next sportscast, but we'll broadcast that game on Navasota News 1550 in Grimes County. Both the games will be at brazosfootball.com. Well, takeaways. It's a sore subject today in them because this year, through 9 games, the Aggie football team does not even have a fourth of their season goal of 30. Yeah, the defense has only 7. 3 fumble recoveries, 4 interceptions, and they have not had 2 takeaways in 1 game since the SMU opener when they started with those 2 picks. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter says it's not that they don't work on it.
We practice takeaways every single week, every practice. You know, anytime an offense, you know, runs the ball or catches a ball, we're talking to our guys all the time about stripping the football, get the ball out. If you talk to any one of our defensive players, I think that's their mentality. I think when players have confidence and they're playing at their fastest, more times good things happen.
Kansas State has 14 interceptions and 7 fumble recoveries in 9 games, and that's who the Aggies play tomorrow at 2:30. You'll hear the game right here on 1620, starting with the pregame at 1:30. Both Aggie basketball teams are in action this weekend. The reigning national champion Aggie women will open their season at home tomorrow night against Lamar at Reed Arena. The Aggies return 3 starters and some highly touted newcomers to try to defend that title. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair next hour. Tip-off at 7 tomorrow with the pregame at 6:45 over on 1150 The Zone. Aggie men's basketball team will go for a 2-0 start Sunday afternoon at 3 when they welcome Southern to Reed Arena. We will, of course, broadcast that game here on 1620, starting with the pregame at 2:30. Aggie soccer season will either end or go on after tonight's first-round NCAA match with LSU at Ellis Field on West Campus. The Aggies are 15-5-2 for the year, going against an LSU team that comes in at 13-7-1. The winner will hit the road for the 2nd-round match against either West Virginia or Virginia Tech. Those two play each other tomorrow in Morgantown. You can listen to tonight's match at AggieAthletics.com. All A&M students are admitted free with an ID. Aggie volleyball team will be home tomorrow at 1 o'clock to host Missouri. And the aircraft carrier that buried Osama bin Laden at sea is ready for the first college basketball game to be played ever on an active flat top. USS Carl Vinson will be the setting for Michigan State against #1 North Carolina for approximately 7,000 in the Veterans Day crowd, including President Barack Obama and a national TV audience. We'll broadcast the game on the radio on 11:50 a.m. this evening, starting at 5:45. Hey, and that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.